Chapter 26, Viewpoint. Healing has nothing to do with the seeming material forms, nor with the one spiritual body. Nothing to do with physical symptoms, conditions, nor discords of any kind. It has to do only with one's viewpoint. Often, it is as simple as for one to decide whether he possesses a material form which is discordant and so needs healing, or the spiritual body which is perfect and into which no discord can possibly come. Disowning all claim to a finite material form and taking spontaneous possession of the spiritual body which is ours from everlasting to everlasting, we cannot fail to experience the glory and wholesomeness thereof. Claiming possession of the spiritual body, which needs no healing since it is ever immaculate, perfect, and complete, we prove ourself, with a capital S, to be the one being and no other. Verily, our body is beautiful as the morning star and light as the sun. However, just to believe it to be spiritual, perfect, and ever harmonious is not sufficient. We are to take possession of it as our very own. How? You may ask, through love and devotion, like a burning flame. As today one claims allegiance to the United States with all the ardor, adoration, loyalty, and fervor of his being, in like manner are we to claim ourself as spirit, truth, and intelligence, and our body to be perfect, whole, and all harmonious. Forms are multiple and are claimed by those who call themselves persons or individuals. The body is one and belongs to all who will take possession of it as the body of perfection, the body of life, truth, and love. When you glimpse the real and true state of being, body, and universe, do not think that then you can afford to stand still and rest. No, this is no time for lethargy or mental laziness. You are to be the living flame, expressing more and more the divine ideas and activities inherent in your being, remembering that the body expresses you, the perfect life and being. An intellectual acceptance of this new idea, without the spiritually joyous activity of abiding herein, worshiping, loving, adoring, and continually soaring to great heights of light, power, and action, will do but little for you, and mayhap even less. The growing tendency to do away with the idea of mental or metaphysical treatment, yet give nothing in its place, limits and jeopardizes one's light and spiritually progressive activity. Having come face to face with the self, with a capital S, we have still to prove all things and hold fast. What will be of help to us in our disassociation with discords and limitations? The answer is our acceptance of and dependence upon the spiritual consciousness which we are. The consciousness which knows the self, universe, and body to be the spiritual perfect whole. In fact, our whole outlook must be spiritual. If heaven is at hand, then just where is it? Is it in the United States? In Europe? Jesus elucidated this viewpoint by saying, "The kingdom of God is within you." Now, how far away is you? Right at hand, are you not? So if you appear to be sojourning in the United States, then right where you are, lo, here is heaven. Or in Europe, lo, here is heaven. You can see heaven is in you. You need not go to it. Consciousness is life, is being, is body, is universe, is heaven. It is right at hand within you. You. The more we can stand upon the true nature and state of our self, body, and universe, the more secure becomes our safety, peace, and prosperity. The recognition of our activities as spiritual and perfect and without limit of any kind at hand and within our consciousness aids in our emancipation from a spectral world called a human existence.